I tell you what, I'll get two of them then.
Do you have money? Any money?
Yeah, here I have.
The husband and wife team of Tricia and Steve LaBuzetta are using some of Eastman Kodak's past to help build a future business of their own.
It's the handiest, toughest, grip-on, clip-on, hang-on, get-it-wet, go-anywhere LED flashlight on the planet.
The LaBuzettas are spending their Sunday at the public market peddling their product, designed and made in Rochester, to passers-by. It's called the Grip-On Light, and Steve LaBuzetta is the inventor. LaBuzetta says he was motivated to invent the Grip-On Light when he was repeatedly filling up a snowblower with gas in his dark garage during one particularly snowy winter several years ago.
I was holding a flashlight in my teeth, and I thought to myself, I'm going to just go online and get a flashlight that clips on the spout, and I don't have to deal with this trying to keep it from overflowing. And there really wasn't a light that went on to round, you know, simple round handle or a tube or anything like that.
LaBuzetta, a career commercial photographer, says he began by working with a plastics company in Ontario on the shape of the light and quickly applied for a patent for the design he says is by itself in the world of flashlights. He says after a failed attempt to get the light manufactured in China, they turned it to a local mold maker, Rochester Molding on Emerson Street, a former manufacturing facility for Eastman Kodak. Now LaBuzetta says they have a born and bred Rochester product.
It's a homemade product, and I think that, you know, the fact that we can actually get a benefit out of the unfortunate demise of Kodak has left behind this plethora of wonderful resources that we never really knew about as a community, because Kodak was using all of these tool and die mold makers. I mean, we have shipping, we have the logistics for any kind of company here in town now. It's really a wonderful resource.
And he says it's just he and his wife Tricia running the company.
It's a virtual company in that I have a mold maker down the street, I have packaging somewhere else. The assembly for any larger numbers of items, we use Arc of Monroe County in the old Delco plant on Lyle Avenue. It's a wonderful facility. There's also the Unistel group in Webster, the disabled veterans, and they're a really wonderful resource for contract labor like that. So we don't have employees, but we have many people that are part of this company.
Tricia LaBuzetta is chief financial officer. She and her husband have worked together all 34 years of their marriage, and she has a background in stage lighting design. But now she says they are in a whole new venture as they approach retirement age.
The challenge for me was I became, for the first time, a bookkeeper. I had to really learn how to keep the books and make everything run, cash flow in and out. And that's been very interesting. I have a great deal of respect for people that do that now. It was never something I did before. And it really gave us a very, very good idea of how the business had to run.
It'll go on all kinds of stuff.
Really
different shapes,
that.
Barbecue tools, gun barrels.
Yeah.
Tell you what, give me one.
There you go.
Tricia and Steve LaBuzetta, inventors of the Grip-On Light. Steve LaBuzetta says being a small business owner was never a lifelong dream, but he says he remains committed to making this happen.
No, get one of those for your mother to put on her walker.
These will go on a walking cane.
Alex Crichton, WXXI News.
Right, nice.